Let us start on Daf Pei Tesamad Aleph, the second line of the Amid. Amar Rove Yotza Lo Shem Mizane Be'ir Ein Chayshishin Lo Maitayme Pritzusa Ba'alme Huda Chozilo. Let us see Rashi. Yotza Lo Keil Le'isha Pnuya Be'ir. We're speaking about there was an Isha Pnuya, and a keil came out, people are talking, Shem Mezane, Lo'ivet Kechovim, Ule'evet, Rashi said they're very, this keil is coming very beprotiistic. Stamazay and Isha is Mezane, she's not posel lakune. Abeleza, we hear in Yevamos, holds Pony Abo Pnuya so Zayna, but we don't paskin like Abeleza. And this koil, the purpose of this koil is to asaha the kohune. So therefore Rashi says that the misapre hakoil, those who are speaking about this koil, they're saying she was mezane levit kechovim uleevet, shepois vunaisa mina kohune. So Rav is said, ein choyshishin lo, lo oisra le kohune. We don't have to be chayish la'ischa likune, because pritzusa ba'alma u'dechazila. I can assume that the whole koil originated because of they witnessed a pritzus. Sarashi says she sichaka b'shuk. They saw a milse de pritzuse that she had with a goy or with an abbot. His memele, that's how they came to this koil. The koil is a poil yaitze of this pritzuse. Now, the Chassam Sefer says that we can learn tupshatim in this Rashi, and we'll see later, it's late in the sugya, we'll see how to learn. We could learn, they saw Pritzusa. So why are they saying that she's a Mezane? Well, that's what they called Mezane. That's called Znus. I mean, Znus, Acheyeneichem, Ashatem, Zoynem, Acheyem, Znus is Lav Davke, that's called she's a mezane. So the koil originates, they give a shame mezane to someone who does such a maise pritzus. That's one way we could learn pshat. We could learn another pshat. Pritzuse ba'almo dechozilo means they saw this pritzus. But they're already chachomim and nevinim. They have to understand, maybe in dover mitoich dover. If she's already choshut on this, so hamasko yovin, that it went further. So they're saying what they are saying because they're assuming that she was mezane. So that's the second mahalach. So we have here two mahalachim. The first mahalach is they call this Maisa Maisa's Nus. So Memele, that's one Mahalach. And the second Mahalach is, no, this Maisa, they don't call a Maisa's Nus, but they were mighty ashamed that she's a Mezana because they assumed, Abedidomi, they assumed that if this they saw, so they assumed that Mesome things went further, it didn't stop there. You don't have to be chayish. You don't have to be chayish for such a kill. The Sambul said, you don't have to be chayish for such a kill. And Rashi says, ein chayish lo, lo oisro likuhune. To asa likuhune. So Rashi seems to be saying, that means if I come over to, I hear the koil, I hear everyone's talking, it's the talk of the town. I come over to a Rav and I'm a koin, I ask the Rav, What should I do? So the Rav says, I'll be Masad the Kedusha. No problem. I mean, don't be spoiled from, now whatever one hears is, Lav Ravina Baravashi Chosamalo. So Mamela, you have nothing more to worry about. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Kitanoi, that this psak of Rav is really a machloikis tanoi. Ochla Bashuk, we have here a three-way machloikis, Rab Meir, Rab Akiva, Rab Yechanan Ben Uri. Rab Meir says, Ochla Bashuk, Girgero Bashuk, Heiniko Bashuk. And here I saw Nayelo Sashacha, and it would seem the Chassam Sefer also learns like this. Rab Meir speaking about two Eidim came to Bezdin. This is not a keil. This is two Eidim that came to Bezdin and they told Bezdin they saw this Pnuya, the middle of the street. She ate pizza in the street. Hey Nika Beshuk. That's from a, she was an Almona from a previous marriage. Ichveis. Gilgero Beshuk, Rashi says, Holcho Netuyes Goren, Goren. Bekulon Rameya Oymar Teitze. Rameya says Teitze, we'll see in Teitze a little bit what the Teitze, but she's also a Kohuna. Dachstach Meir Pshatan Rameya is, I once saw, I can't recall where I saw this, but a boss of Adam is born with a natural taiva. No, the Koyach Habushe holds him back. A person is ashamed. But if we see already that the masve habushe she eats in the she's mainik in the shuk. I mean, this is already so the whole concept of bushe is not it doesn't apply to her. So Mamela is already I can assume that she was mezane. And Taisa says pshat that. There's a big problem over here. Let us just appreciate the problem. According Rove, when Rove said his psak, Rove said, Yotzolo Shem Mizana Be'ir, so Rove had said that, but they said, Rocho Bitcha Ktana, with an Akum, it's Tamazay Mizana. It's Tamazay Chmein Mizana is nothing. She's not also Lakuna. Rove said that the Keil was telling us she was Mizana with an Akum, she was Mizana with an Eved. That pasul saw the kahune, and that Rav says you're not chayish. Now all of a sudden, Rameyer, we're talking about something else in Gansen. We're talking about henika b'shuk, ochla b'shuk. So how do we jump? Afilu will assume that we get a message from this, and we can assume that it went more than that, but how do we jump to a goyin and eved? How does she become also a kohune? So the Yelus HaShacha wants to say that Rashi had said akum and eved because we're talking about a koil. Our whole basis is a koil. So memele, if the whole basis is a koil, so memele. Then you have to hear al kaponim. I feel I have been at the tassel. See, there's a machlekes, tanoim. This is here. The koil has to say that there was an akum and an eved. Stamazoy, a koil that stamazoy a koil that she wasn't mizana. Stamazoy gonish mit gonish. I mean, that's so. Who says that this is anything a shaykes with kula? I was saying there was a koil mitzad the etzem koil. The koil is saying she's also lakune. But on that koil we say in choshesh lo rabbi pritzusa chazi. That's. But stamazoy a koil without saying clearly that she's taka also. So that's stamazoy gomish mit gomish. Maybe it's like we had before, like the koil was an amasla. We had before in the Mishnah the yotzel Hashem u'kodeshes, and there's an amasla. It was suffer kol of loy, So from the curl alone, we don't hear anything. Borel, that she's a Mekodesha. So then some say Gonish, Megonish. That's why in Hilchus Koil you have to hear Al Kaponim, Dvorim, Hoysrim. And now we have to be done. Are we Chayish for the Koil? We're not Chayish for the Koil. The mayor is speaking about not about a Koil. To Adam came to Bezdin, and to Adam told Bezdin, we were a mayor than Bezdin, we saw a Nikabonim Beshuk. So Mamela, now Bezdin already can figure out and assume that what could have occurred, and it seems this is stronger than a curl. This is already Maven Dava Mitoich Dava. So here a fellow that we don't have a Dava Proti that an Akum or an Eved. But if there's Eidus already, then this is worse. That's what Ayelus HaShacha wants to say. Rabbi Kiva Oima, Rabbi Kiva says, this shtik teir of Rameya is choylik. Misheyisu veyitnu bo muzores polvone. You know when there's a din teitzei, misheyisu veyitnu bo muzores polvone. Zot Rashi. Mozores pulvone, noshim hatoveis peshut loer harvone, vidarkem losua achsiches peteles, they come together, the toive peshut, uledaber bechshuda ishabir, that's the nightly conversation, they speak about achshuda ishabir. So if that was on the agenda, this rochel, this pnuye was, this is a shame is on the beer. That's what they're talking about. I don't know if they learned the two halachas of Chofetz Chaim each day. I don't really know how this works. They have a psa kviyas to speak about achshuda yishabahir. I mean, look, the Ellis, I'll call upon him. But, so that's then. So if they speak about achshudas and they said rocho bitcha aktano, so then it's Teitze. Omar Loi, so Lechere, Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara saying, is not like Rove. It's Rove, it said, Yotzlo Hashem Mezana Be'er. And here we see the Noshim spoke about Tachshudis, and that's what they said. They spoke about it, Yotzlo. That's what they're talking about. So Rabbi Kiva says that already is a Sibbe of Teitze. Oma loy Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, im kein loy heinachto bas lavrom, if these things are gonna make a psacheshben that, we can be chayish for these things, Rameya, Rabbi Kive, so it's reklach, leinachto bas lavrom avine sheyeshevis tachas baila, so, things will come up and, Vatoira Omro Kimotsabo Elbas Dovo, Olaholon Huayma Pishna Imedim, Apishloish Eidim Yokim Dovo, Malaholon Dovo Boru, Afkan Dovo Bor. So, Lachaire, the Gemara is saying, is this, Rove, your memory is a machlokes, Rabbi Kive, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it's Ketanoi. That's what the Gemara is saying. I just like to mention Ha'ore, not but Rab Chaim Oizer is Meurer. There is a Yesoidistik and Machloikes, the Schmeitzer brings it down, between the Rambam and the Tosfos Rid, to say that an Isha is a Zoyne. It does not have a din of a Dova Shebe'erva, or it doesn't have a din of Dova Shebe'erva. You need two Eidim, or Zanei Vecha Nemon on this. To be made on psulei kol, to say mamzer, shifra, that seems that is a dover sheberba, but to say zoyne, the machloikis, the Rambam says, and I dechad will say that an isha zoyne, he's nemon, and then it'll be hurzek, so you give malkis, the Rambam holds that an I dechad is nemon. The Tesis Rit says you need to aid him. Fine. So Rabbi Chaim Oizer asks, lochayra agamore is a murdike raya to the Tosfos Rit, because the Gemara says Kitanoi, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is like Rove. Now, what did Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri say? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't just state his opinion. He came with a hagdome. It says in the Turkey Motzaber, Bas Dovo, we learn how Dovo, Dovo, Mi Momin, so that tells us we need a Dovo Boru, so Memele, so he is like Rove. I mean, according to the Rambam, what Shaykhis does he have to Rove? I mean, Rove is talking about Yotzel Hashem Mizane Be'ir, to say that his Pnuy is Azoyne, she's also Lekohune. The Rambam says, an Eidecha des Neman. So, not an Eidecha des Neman, because very well be with Haishva Kail also. Rabbi Yechon and Benuri went with Haychoches. Listen, if you need to aid him, so less than to aid him, we're not Chayish for any bills from that. So the Rabbi Chaim Moise asked, this is a Moir de Kerai to the Taisus Rit. The Haggadah of Zoyne needs to aid them. So that's what Rabbi Yechon said. If the Torah was matzrich to aid them to be Mevarah, so we need a Birul Gomor, so something less than that we're not Chayish. According to the Rambam, you can hold like that, but don't bring a Rai from Motzaber. Who's talking about Motzaber was Dovo? Motzaber was Dovo speaking about an Eishes Ish, became a Saita. Lesser Oysel Abayla. Rav is talking about Yotzel Hashem, that she was, Pnuya was Mezane. So what's the Ketanoi? Okay. La'ira Bosit. I mean, this is Rav Chaim Oysel Zakash. What does Rashi say? Lahi nachto sheyesh oivim moitziim keil bechinam beremez muet. That whatever is said is not whatever is said is not muchach. That it is that way. Beremez muet. That everybody moitziya keil. Come back to this Rashi. Let us just see Taisvis. Ochla Bishuk, Girgera Bishuk. Now, here we're talking about Teitze. So, the Taisvis had a problem. We learned yesterday, Kol Kola de Bosel Nisuin Leichashinalei. And a woman is married, and now a girl comes out that she's also Labailo. You don't, So I'm Rabbeinu Yitzchak, the Irish Shaper, because of the Kaidim Nisui. We're speaking about a Kail of Kaidim Nisui. So watch out. She Yotzel a Kail Ze, Umedabris Aleh Las Kaidim Shenisis Lakai. Speaking about this happened before she got married to Kaid, they're already, this was on the nightly agenda, they were speaking about this Rochel. That's what we're speaking about. Omale Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri im kele nach de bas lavrom avinu yeshebes tachas baila koyim. So what chatten and what we're talking about is, so Rashi says, so this is shesherei hu eine yedeye bemeshe dibru aleo koydem uma yesh leilasois. That means, before a koyim gets married, does he have to go to all the groups of women and ask them, is this woman on your list? I mean, shame, Shaman. What is he supposed to do? He's not supposed to go to them. So how is he supposed to know that there was such a medubar about this issue? So, Stasis says, I mean, in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that Shadla hinachto bas lavrom bavinu, he's coming with another cheshben also, as a tikkun olam, as a, I mean, what should a kayin do? Is al kochach. So, Ladavoni, I don't know if I have a shtickle problem over here. Rashi said klar in Rove. Rashi said, Rove said, "Ein choishish in lo oisro lekohune." So that means that Rashi said that you came, or we heard Yotzel Hashem Mezana beir, and you come over to Rove and you ask, "No, I heard this girl. Do I have to break the shidduch?" So Rove said, "Ein choishish in lo oisro." That's what Rove said. Now the Gemara says Kitanoi, and this is like Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. Now Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said a psalm. The way Taisus explained Shav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, he's saying a whole new cheshbon over here. What should he have done? Sherei shehu eni yedei b'meshe dibro le'koidem omay yesh le'lasos. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is saying, al tapsatikon oilam, we can't be chayish. So what chayish do we hear that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is like Rava? Rava is talking about l'chatchila yesh tashayla. I found out about it before anything. I asked Rav, so Rav said, he's like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri never said such a thing. So basic nishklor, what's happening over here in the sugya about kaponim? That's what the Gemara says till now. Let us go further. Tana Rabbana, Bu'ula ain choishish in law. Now here's a baraisa already. Bu'ula ain choishish in law. Yotza al b'sula be'ir keil bu'ula. We heard that she's a bu'ula. Ain choishish in law. So Rashi l'shitosei bu'ula, so what does bu'ula mean? I mean, before I said mizane, it means that there was a guy in everything. I mean, a bu'ula, so what's a bu'ula? Ein Kreuschen la la Isra la kein Gadu. De Dume pritzusa baalma chosila. Maybe it's pritzusa baalma chosila. So before we go further, so mizeg abadu takashe, then later I found that some seife es takashe and others es takashe. This memra, this is a baraisa, ton rabon, this is a baraisa. This is the Gemara Shem said, Taninu, the Rava said, Yotza lo shem mezana be'ir, ein cheshish in lo. My time, pritzus ba'alma hu dechosila. That was Rava's hashtik teire. The Gemara told Rava, I hear what you're saying, but you should not as a machlekes ta. No, him it is. Fine. Here we are right in front of the Barais, and the Barais said, Klo, what Rava said, Be'ula ein cheshish in lo. And Rashi says, the Duma Pritzusa Ba'alma Chozola. So that's a problem, right? So here we have a Tanina Lada Tana Rabbanan. When we can't hear you are Mechaman Abaraisa. The Gemara doesn't stel to at all. Love it to this Baraisa. I mean, this is enough in the Baraisa, like love. So the Sam Seifer says, Amir Dikazach. Sam Seifer says, because Rava said one thing, the Braisa said another thing. Rava said, Yotza lo shem mizana b'chosh, so my time pritzus the Balmud the Chozilo. So Rava meant as follows. They saw pritzus, and they said, she's mizana. That, in their life, this meant mizana. I mean, not that what they saw was pritzus. But they're talking, she's Mizana. That's not called Mizana. I mean, that's also called Mizana. So Memele, that's what Rava said. So Rava said, in other words, you have to understand their language, what they're saying. They're saying she was Mizana. That doesn't mean she was Mizana. It means she's a Prutza. So they call that Mizana. The Baraisa is talking about something else. The Baraisa is talking about Yotza lo Hashem Be'ula. Now, Be'ula does not mean Pritzes. Zaynim Achayim, this Dargis and Zaynim, so it's called a Mezana. A Be'ula means Rochel Bitra Aktana, that she's a Be'ula. So here, you can't say they called that a Be'ula. That's nicht. So here they're saying a vault of Bididomi. I mean, since they saw that she was a poet with someone, so they already were Royan Esanoila, they read between the lines, so they said Ba'ula. So Mamela, this is not Rove. This is a different halacha. Fine. Now, we'll go a little further. We'll come back yet to this. The hardest non b'masnisin. So all of a sudden, Rashi asks a kasha. We have a Mishnah fakel. The Mishnah says that what? The Mishnah says that yotzalo shmo bir mukadeshes areisa mukadeshes. So Rashi is asking. Rashi is asking a kasha. The hardest number must listen the chayshin in the kolo. Heineken the mina la kamon shener is dokei shadvorim nikorim. So Rashi is asking as follows. Rashi is asking the mission, let's also say with the dummy. That means that what they're saying, Mekadesh, is they're, and Ashidach, and Sagutazach, and, let's say it's so how does this Baraisa stim with our Mishnah? Rashi says, no. The Mishnah is speaking about they saw Dvorim, Nekorim, Mamish, we'll see there was Neres Dokis, and they were singing, and Aransa, Maise. So there they said Mekodeshes, there Mekodeshes means Mekodeshes. But over here, saying Bu'ula does not necessarily mean Mekodeshes. Bula could mean from Pritzos, they could say, they saw Pritzos, so they'll say from Pritzos, we'll already assume that it's Mukadeshes. That is what Rashi is saying. So Rashi had a kasha. Rashi had a kasha on the Baraisa from the Mishneh. In Anrove, Rashi didn't have a kasha from the Mishneh. Because Rav said, that's what the Psalm Sefer says. Rav said people call Pritzos Mezane. So that's what Rav said. They call Pritzos Mezane. So maybe you have a kasha of the Mishnah. Mukadeshes people don't call Meretz Agute Shidduch, she got married. Men shereden doch nicht azay. So there's no kasha on the Mishnah from Rav. But the Baraisa told us that people jump the gun. That means the people see one action, so they already are in Esamoylet. They're already speaking about step number two, which they assume occurred. But the dummy, people speak but the dummy already. So, and Rove, Rashi is Pshat and the Mishnah, and the Baraisa, Rashi is, no, the Mishnah, so let's, maybe people jump the gun over there also, so how do you know, maybe Mekodesh just means Meretach, it will be a good, horrible. How do you know? So Rashi says, you're 100% right. That's what the Gemara says later. They said, Barum the Korim. There was Neris Dokis, Amitis Mitzas. There was a whole setup that told us that it's Taka Kedushin. So there, I can assume that there was Kedushin. Mashenkin over here. Now, I don't know clearly, we had before, Rashi says, Lehinachta in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is the one that holds like Rava. So Rashi says, Sheyesh oivim maitziyim kail v'chinam beremez mu'ed. So I understood remez mu'ed means that they know, b'dedomi, that means they saw a little bit, so they're saying b'dedomi. But according to the Chassam Sofer, that's not Rover. Rover is going under Mahalach. But they call this, maybe that's Shem Rashi, Shoivim, Meitzim, Keil, Bechinam, Veremez Muet. That means if they see, they I don't know, it's a different vote. They call Princess Nus. I don't know. That's Kolol and the Loshen of Rashi. Anyway, Al Kaponim, this is the Baraisa. The Baraisa is telling us, Be'uloim, Choshish in Lon, Rashi is the Kasha. The Mishnah is Neiris Tolkien. Nesua ain Choshish in Lon. What does this mean? Nesua ain Choshish in Lon. Yotso al Pnuya Kol Shehin Nesua. Zayomim. That means a girl comes out and that she was, this woman was married 10 days ago. ואנו מוחזקים בו בחזקה שהיא פנויה. That means that people are talking now, 10 days ago she got married. And until people had started talking, we were under the assumption that she's a pnuya. So here, what is Rashi saying? See, Rashi is saying that they're saying keneged chazoke. Not alochedike chazoke, but that what was huchzik eitzel inshi, that it was huchzik by everyone that she's a pnuya. Yotz apnuy koshin esu is a yomim. Bona mozokim bo becheske shi pnuyin. Ein choshishin lo. De kole de mas nisin haino shoimrim hayoim niskatsha ployinis. The Mishnah is speaking about that. We're saying today she got married. Today we saw a whole simcha beres dokes. So that's not saying kineget dovo shana mozokim bo. That means Apnuyas get married, so we're just saying today she got married. But to say that she's already married for 10 days, so that's Kineged HaChazoke. Kineged HaChazoke, not Nemo. Weiter, Arusa ein Choshishinlo. Same story, Arusa Yotzalakel, she Arusa Zeyomen. It's also ein Choshishinlo. Now, what's the chiddush over here? What is arusa different than nesua? So Taisva says arusa im choishish in law. Loi mi boi nesua dimemes hoi yadova hoi yemisparsam. That is another reisach. I mean, there was a nesua, and then there's mamish, and no one knew about it. So there's another reisach besides being made keneged chazoke. Who's the girl? It's meyed keneged chazok. That's l'chayre. Baiter, sheloy leploini ein chayshishim lo. What does this mean? Sheloy leploini, yotza lekel, shemekodeshes hayoy, that she got married today. Avoloi hiskiru shmoi loy ma leploine ol niskatsha shta. Ein choshishin lo. Now what is pshat in this halacha? So the Ksav Sefer wants to say pshat as follows. The Ksav Sefer says that there's a chesorin in this koil. That means it's, yeah, Rachel got married to, who's the chosn? I don't know, they weren't talking about that. But they said she got married today, so there's already in the behiros, in the behiros of the koil, it's a bissel matnep, so they just know she got married. So without mentioning the name of the chosn, so that already, for such a koil, you don't have to be chayish. There's a psanav nimeluim, and they debuted a segor and under a pshat. They want to say pshat as follows, that this whole chash, or chayish, for a koil is we have an eitzah what to do. Tzvashpo. The Mishnah says, Yotzolo shmo bi'ir mekodeshes, that she's mekodeshes. So what does mekodeshes mean? So the koil is that she's married to Beryl. So we tell her, Techme, we're chayish on the koil, you want to marry Yankel now? So Beryl is to give you a get. But this koil, there's a tikkun on this koil. We tell her, I mean, you say no. He says, listen, with this koil, as long as you're married to Beryl, it's not let Beryl give you a get, finish, and then, so there's a tikkun to the koil. So then we're chayish for the koil. She's not a fafal in there. There's a tikkun. Zok, the avnimiluim abodo, yotza la koil, she's mekudeshes. Who? That we don't know. So what are you going to tell her? I mean, we can't say, you're nagune. And that, we're never chayish for a girl. That's how Bav Nimiluim says, Pshat. Weiter, what's the second case? The second case over here is, Be'ir acheres ein choshishin lo. Gerachares ein Choshe Shelo. What does this mean? Zot Rashi. Yotzo kam Floynis miskadeshes hayoyim. Rishashus goyres niskatsho hayoyim. We'll come to this soon. B'mokim Ployni. B'mokim Ployni. So what's the chiddush over here? What is? So the Ksav Sofer says that Pshat is like this. This is the hemshech of before. That's what the Ksav Sofer wants to say. It's talking about Shaloi Leploini. We're not mentioning a name. Shaloi Leploini. So Bishloime, if it's in the Shtot, so there's a Pshat, it's a fluky call over here. She got married to who? I don't know. That's a fluky coil. So Memela, so Nachayish. Here the coil came out, she got married in the opening, and the Mokimacha she got married. So here this, we heard she got married today, Rochel, for months he got married in Poughkeepsie. Who's the chosen? I know the people, I don't know anybody over there. So here I would think there's not such a reyesa over here that not knowing the name. That's how the Ksav Sofer says Pshat. Afal Pike, but Lemaisa, the Koil is telling me al bazach. The Koil is telling me that she's married and I don't know who the chosen is. So if you don't know that, we don't nachayish with such a Koil. That's the chiddush of Be'ir Acheres. Avnei Meluim, I think, says Pshat, Simim Abov, that Be'ir Acheres means here they say a name, but he doesn't say she got married to Reuven, but he doesn't say which shtot it was. Be'ir Acheres is another shtot. She's not telling us the name of the shtot, so Baita she doesn't have a tikkun. Reuven, no, so... So Reuven has to give a get, so we don't know who this Reuven is. Weiter. Mamzeres, ein choyshishinlo. What if the koil is she's a mamzeres, ein choyshishinlo, shivcha ein choyshishinlo. Now this is very good. This is the tzuzuket. I mean, all the time we were under the impression that she's kosher lekol. And then all of a sudden there's a girl that she's a puzzle to call. So we may let that's connected Uzik, so in Khoishalom. Higdish Plaini Nechosov. Now what's over here? Higdish Plaini Nechosov. Mamzeris Yotzakoshi Mamzeris. Higdish Plaini Nechosov Ein Khoishishin Lesser Nechosov Olov. Amor Nikizach. He says, what was the girl? The koil was that a koil, he was magdish all in the chosim. So now we see him using the chosim, so we should interfere now and tell him, Ramid, we heard you're magdish on the chosim. It's also. So here this is telling us a koil is not bekayach less the chosim olam. You heard a koil. It's not... other things were chayish by Kadesh, she needs to get for those, but here we're not chayish. And then case number two, Hivkir Plaini Mechosov. So here the story is as follows. So the Kerli was Mafkir Mechosov. People start talking Mafkir Mechosov. And then, Mafkir Mechosov, so then someone said, hey, this is Meredik. So he goes into the house and he takes away the golden vase, and what are you doing? What do you mean? You're mafka all mechosov, it's hefka. What? That was mafka anything. So I'll go upon him, so here it's saying, again, lahaitzi momin, from a person, it's garnished, it's, the curl is nothing. Fine. Ein choshishin lahem. Before we go, Fred, let's just see, there's a thesis we didn't learn on this Amid. Ba'ula ein choshishin lo, perish pekuntas mishimbula lekoyin godol. I mean, Rashi said that the Kohel has to tell us a klore isel. V'le'el nami perish yotzalo shem mizana be'ir. So Rashi said, "Can she nivel alev kechavim le'eved the poislam be'ir?" So me'mele v'chi nami avimotzel aforish chay v'krisus. You can say chay v'krisus also. She's a zayna. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Omer, the stam bila des nus, the he's chaylik on Rashi. That means Rashi holds the whole problem only exists if the Kohel is telling us Roch Bitrak Tane that this nus is a sibir lesser lekune. Rabbeinu Yitzchak Omer, the stam bila des nus shen yedu mimi psula lekune. That you don't have to know more than that. When it comes to znus, a woman does not ask the boil for his yichus, and so everyone falls into the suffix, maybe some mela, so she's automatically also lakune. Afilaram Gamliel Domar Nemenis, Aina the Omra, Eicha Domar the Kosha Nivalti, so she has an Amonis. Afilaram the Omra Lainivalti, Aina das Mifla Mulil Moide that we say, I'll say Isha Mizane, Aina Baidekas Mizane, so we have to assume that she's also the Kahuna. Sevi Machloikis, Rashi and Taisvis, if the curl has to be Mefarit who the boil was, or Stamazoy Abilas Nus alone is a Sibelesser. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Ule. Loi Sheshomu Kail Habore. Now Ule is going back on our Mishnah. He says, the Mishnah says that what? The Mishnah says that the Yotza Kail, that she's Mekodeshes, Amur Olay Sheshamul Kail Avor El Kadei Sheineres Dokeis Omitais Mutzois. There's a whole thing that there was, not people, some of them are talking in their rumors that she got married. There were Neres Dokeis Omitais Mutzois. That was a Metzias. Ubnei Odom Nichnosim V'yaitzim. People going in and out that this house. Ba'omim they're saying ploynis miskadeshes ayoy, that she's getting married today. That's the case of the Mishnah. That's what Ula is saying. Frek the Gemara. So if that's what that's the whole curl miskadeshes, she's getting married. But that you couldn't do malay agdisha. Maybe that they plan to get married, but no one said she got married. Oh yeah, they plan to get married. Who knows what could happen? Because of this, she'll ask her nanisha, the dumalay agdisha. Ema ploinis niskacha hayem. So the Gemara says, no. The koil is that she niskacha him, she got married. That's what people are talking. Vechein toni levi, loy she yishmu koil avore, a rumor that's going about, al kadei she neres doke samites mutsois. He says, "Apsadif v'noshim tovais lo'er aner," and they're spinning the threads lo'er aner. It's very lichtig. Usmeiches lo, and they're very happy with what's happening with her. For Oimreis, and the noshim are saying, "Ploinis miskadeshes hayon, miskadeshes bedurma loy akacha." Maybe didn't marry her. My papa, I'm a ploinis niskacha hayon. So let us see Rashi, Zot Rashi. So it's very interesting to say that Rashi is Shaloike Seder. Rashi first brings down the Maskona Niskacha Yoim, Boho Dachosha Rabbonon Shaloi Tinosei, Kadesh La Yoim Ru Messian Eishuzish. So it's Merdike Rashi. Rashi over here is saying, that the whole time we're chayish for the keil is not because we're taka chayish for the keil. The shash of the keil is because shloyim rumevim, and the pipit matoch keret, that she's an eishesish. Meires dokeis babayis, kederech hamiskatshish, shanoigim simcha v'oir ner, kedamrinem ba'alma oir haner beboruch hayil mishtesham. That was a mokim. miskadeshes al davim miskadeshes asida liskadish hayay. So I'd like to say over until Santa Ha'ore from the Chassam Sefer, and yesterday we also mentioned the Ha'ore, but a different Ha'ore, and then I'd like to say what the Chassam Sefer says. First of all, the Chassam Sefer asks, it's a modne maise, that Ule and Levi both said a memre, Ploinis miskadeshes hayoim. The boss says, what, miskadesh? No. This means smodne. Smodne, Ula and Levi. They both said the same mistake in the Gemara. That's our order number one. Order number two, we mentioned Rashi in the Mishnah. Let us see the lotion of Rashi in the Mishnah. Pnuya sheyotzo le'akeu, Ploini miskadeshes hayoim. The ploini. So here Rashi says also miskadeshes. So yesterday we mentioned the Rishash says niskatsho hayoim. Right? But it's not nothing, but also Rashi said miskadeshes. Then, a third ha'ore, the Chassam Sofer asks, Yotza Shmo Be'ir Mukudeshes. What is Mukudeshes? Mukudeshes does not mean Niskatcha Hayoim. The word Mukudeshes L'chayre means that she got married 10 days ago. That's the title Mukudeshes. Mukudeshes means not Niskatcha. Today she got Mukudeshes. She's married already. So l'chayre, that's Tamazay Shver. I mean, we just said that's the Gemara we had. She's a Nesue, Arusa. That means it's a Choshesho, because we wondered that she's Husa, she's a Pnuya. We're saying she's a Nesue, she's married already, she's an Arusa. So here in the Baraisi, you're not Chayish for that. But Kadesh is l'chayre means the same thing. She's married already. So Chassam Sofer wants to say as follows, that the Mishnah is talking about Yotza Shmo Be'ir Mukudeshes. She got married 10 days ago. I think the Chassam Sofer says that the Emerson, the Koil of the Mishnah was that 10 days ago, there came out a keil, Mukudeshes. But the keil was Miskadeshes. That means, 10 days ago, people were talking, there's Neiris Dolkis, and they're saying, but they're saying Miskadeshes Hayoim. So, for 10 days ago, to give her a Dinaisish Ish, they won't give her Dinaisish Ish. Miskadeshes means that, Miskadeshes means that, she's aimed to get married. Now, she's not Hulzik as an Ashes Ish, but Le'idach Isa, she's not Hulzik Pnuye. So we have already a suffix. We don't know what a matzav is. Then 10 days later, it comes out that we say, Akilus come out that she was Niskadish. Niskadish, I mean, she was Niskadish that day. She was Niskadish. So the Kul came later. The Kul came later to say that day she was Niskadish. So Memele, so then we are Chayish for the Kul. I mean, this is Igoli Milsalam Afreya, that the Kul that went out then was not, that so we reckon with the Kul. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. So the Mishnah is speaking about Yotzo Shmo Be'ir Mukudeshes, that she was got married 10 days ago. That was the keil with Neiris Dolkis and Dos Mukudeshes 10 days ago. And Rashi says Pnu Yishotzo LaKeil Plainis Miskadeshes Hayem. So the keil that came out 10 days ago was a keil that
that miskadeshes hayoyim. So that in itself is not sufficient. That means we have to be on the alert. But that alone is not sufficient. She's not a huzlika pnuya, but she's not an eshes ish either. And that's what Ula and Levi are talking about. Miskadeshes hayoyim. We're talking about this girl. We're going on the Mishnah. The curl of the Mishnah is the curl of miskadeshes. It's like the Gemara. So that's nothing. How can you say? So the Gemara says later, that means later we got a different curl that's going back on before. And we hear now that others had said later on that day, niskacha hayoyim. So memele, so then it works a little retroactively for 10 days back. That's how, what the Chassam Sefer wants to say. So that means it's, this is a hisof. If you have a curl that niskacha hayoyim, it's, that's also good. But, a fillo not. I feel you have miskadeshes hayoyim, and later we get a kill miskach hayoyim. That's also good. Omar Rabbi Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechinen, lo yishe shomu kill avore. Elo kedei that someone say the thing over a rumor that she got married. Akedei she neres delkeis umitois mutzois. Bnei Adam nechnosen v'yoytzim. Amra davoze. If they said this, who kol? Lei amru davoze. No, lei amru davoze. They didn't say anything. Zeu amasla. So then it's an amasla, and she's mutter to marry anyone. Frek de gemore lei amru. If they didn't say anything, so wait on the amasla. V'ho lei amru. The like lump. What if if they tell us this thing? There was neiros dolkeis amitus mitzeras nei odem nechnosim v'yaitzim, and some of the saying is katshayim. Some are mele. So they said something. They amru dava. They didn't say anything. Zeh masla. They didn't say anything. I'm of a like lump. So the Gemara says lafukim midarabe barafune. Oma amaslo shalmu afilu mikan bad yud yomim. Kamash melon loy amru hu da'avi amasla. Ha amru loy havi amasla. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Amru dovo ploy niskacha hayoim. That's what they said. Zaku shachoshishin loy. They said she got married today. They didn't say anything. Zeo amasla shashoivir asakil. So the Gemara asked, "Holei amru midi, lei amru niskacha." If they didn't say niskacha yoim, lav koylike v'lav amaslike. There's no koyl, but there's no another masla. Lafuki amasla shomru b'mishnaseinu sheshayver esakel. We hear in the end of the Mishnah that amasla is shayver the koyl. So, what is the case of a masla? That means, yotzo niskacho hayoim. Niskacho hayoim, that's the curl. But then, there's an amasla. But you know, there was a pikpukim on the kedushin. It was, he threw out the ring, esophikor of law. So if I have such a hagor with the curl, so you don't know b'chol she got married. It was a maisa kedushin, but you don't know b'chol she got married. So Mamela, then we're not chayish for this girl. Now, when did this amasla come out? So we have a machloikis, Rabbi Bar Avune and Rabbi Bar Bachon of Rabbi Yechon. Now, Rabbi Bar Avune holds that lavuki amasu shomish nesainu sheshayver asakel. Rabbi Avune said, "Bafur lo yotza imakel." Halachas man yotza hava amasla. It's a moira de kizach that we had a girl. She got married, and I mean, suddenly she's married. 10 years later, it comes out of Kehl, you know, that marriage, there was a shtickle pickpock over there. It was Safek HaOmlo, Safek HaOmlo. So Rabbi Barav Hune holds a Meirdike Chiddush, and even though the first Kehl that came out did not mention any pickpocking, now later a Kehl comes out that there was a shtickle Safek in the marriage. That's also good. And she's allowed to get married from now. Kamash Balon Hochem. Lai amro davo zeo amasl vahochi kama. Lai gamo hadavo lahitzi keil mekoyim amesuyim. That means, if they did not, when they mentioned niskacha hayoim, so they didn't say niskacha hayoim was apsaglat kosher kedushin. Elohitzi yu shoiverim hakeil kigoyim. When they said over niskacha play nispesophic, when the Kehl came out, who da havi, so they never said a davar mesuyim, who da havi amasle. Ava amru davar mekuyim mesuyim sulay mahani amasle. So that is what Rabbi Bar Bachone om Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. They're going now back pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if a girl came out that this woman got married, but there's an amasla, there's a sofik in the ma'isa kedushin, was it the truata, was kalav loy. So the Mishnah says, so if the kedushin alone is mefukpik, then you don't have to be chayish for the girl. So we have a machloikis now, Rabbi Bar Bachone and Rabbi Bar Rafune. Rabbi Bar Rafune holds that even though the keil of an amasla did not come out together with the keil of niskachayim, that means first we heard a keil niskachayim. 10 days later, we hear another keil that says, "No, that kedushin wasn't such a madidike kedushin." So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna holds, so she's allowed to get married. If you hear now, wasn't such a vadoistike kedushin, she's allowed to get married. Why didn't anyone speak about this 10 days ago when they spoke about the chasne? A good kasha. But mishtablish from the kasha. But I can still accept this amasla 10 days later, even though no one was aware of it the whole time, to be shaved the keil, and she's allowed to get married. That's what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna holds. Rabbi Bar Bachona holds, there's no such thing. If the keil, when it came out, there was a keil niskacha hayoim, and there was no ifs and buts and maybes when the keil came out, so a keil came out, she got married. So then she's not allowed to get married anymore. Later, a new keil will come out. You know, there was pikpukim in the kedushin. This keil cannot in any way break the previous keil. So that's what Rabbi Bar Bachone says. I'd just like to mention one thing. We had learned yesterday that the Gemara says that if a keil came out, Yotza Shma Be'ir Mekodeshes, and then later, then there was a keil Megureshes. So Megureshes, so the Gemara says, it means as follows, that there was a keil, she got married, and then the keil says that he gave her a gift, her husband gave her a gift. So he mentioned yesterday, Amachloikis, the Rambam and Raivit, what is the story of Mekodeshes Megureshes? The Raivit learns Pshat, that keil v'shoivrei imoy, when the keil came out, so people started talking, you know, she got married today to Reuven, and she got a get to say, oh, it was just a quick marriage. So it was keil v'shoivrei imoy. So then the din is that what? Then the din is, so you're not chayish for the keil. But the Raivit says, if a keil came out already that she got married, so then the keil, so now you, 10 days later comes the keil, gave her a get. We cannot rely on the keil lahakel. We cannot rely on the keil lahakel to say that she's allowed to get married. Not shitas haraibit. The Rambam holds, and we medayk from Rashi, I saw, that's I think that's what I'm saying, it's also medayk from Rashi, that 10 days later, a keil comes, now we gave her a get, that's also good. But there's a moiradike chilik between these two cases. That's what that's what I'd like to explain. If a girl came out that she got married 10 days ago, fine. So we're chayish for the girl. We won't permit her to get married, but our whole basis that she's married is from a curl. It's not more than that. We have to know a chain is as strong as the weakest link. The whole basis is a curl. So the male that Rambam holds of 10 days later will get a curl, 10 years later will get a curl, that he gave her a get. So if our whole knowledge of issues is from a curl, so a curl will come out now and say that the issues got dissolved. He gave her again is also sufficient. Tut osal v'tut shori. That's the lotion of the Ritve. It means just like by cheirem, a shefer can ask, a shefer can be matter. That means the whole thing is a curl that asked, the curl can be matter. So that's over there because she can be married and she give a get. It's over here we're talking about that. The second curl is saying that the whole kedushin was a suffix dike kedushin. Here there's a chesaron already. So why when the curl came out, so why didn't anyone mention this that was a suffix dike kedushin and the rabbanim were claiming she married, she didn't marry, came out of curl, she got married. And the lady, you know, there's a suffix. So here this is worse than by Nizgash.